At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Oh, just a gigantic, humongous, massive series sweep for the Padres over the Giants in the Bay. The Padres' magic number is 9, single digits to make the postseason here in 2024. 12 games to play. Houston awaits Monday night at Petco Park as the Padres again win here today in San Francisco, 4-3. Fernando Tatis Jr., huge moment. The Padres score 2 in the 10th. And win it 4-3 in extras again. So please, as you make your way in, we just passed 7,000 subscribers this past weekend. So thank you guys. Can we get some clap emojis for you guys?
7K, baby. Let's go.
7K. If you happen to be here right now, live or on replay, and if you have not subscribed, please subscribe. We are here for you. This is the best time of year, mid-September, heading for October. Please subscribe here on Content for Padres fans. Smash the like button for us. We should get hundreds of likes on this video following a sweep, so smash that like button. You can follow us on X, at John Schaefer, at Jim Russell SD. We appreciate all the super chats. We really do appreciate your support of the channel. We see one has already rolled in. We'll get to all of them here tonight. If you want to control the direction of the conversation, if you just want to support the channel, if you want to see your comment on screen, click the dollar sign below the chat box. And if you want to become a member, click the join button down below as well. We appreciate that, Jackson. Yes, please subscribe, guys. A lot of you here obviously have subscribed. Over 200 of you are here immediately as we start this, so please subscribe. What a year this is turning out to be, Jim. I just went to FanGraphs, and there are 4 teams. Thank you, Michael, for your support with MovaGlobes, by the way. There are 4 teams in baseball right now that have a 10% chance of winning the World Series or better per FanGraphs. The Padres are one of those 4 teams. So, what a weekend. Fernando Tatis Jr. off the bench. Martin Perez returning, Jim. Another one-run win. Another extra inning win. It's the whole season's deja vu all over again for the Padres right now.
They're playing some really good baseball. This weekend was great for them. And with the Braves losing tonight, and the Mets kind of, you know, hanging around there. But, like, still, it doesn't matter. One of those teams, right? You're 3.5 up on the Mets. This is just over now as far as are they in or are they not? They're in to me, in my mind. I put them in a long time ago. Like I've already,
I know you did.
I put them in a while ago. I just said the way that they're playing, what I'm watching every single night, like I just had the utmost confidence that they were going to get in. I just didn't know where they were going to be slotted. And right now, you know, that 4 seed is the most coveted thing out there for this team. Like 3.5 back of the Dodgers with 12 to play, like, okay. But for me, it's can you get the 4 seed? Can you maybe lock up the 4 seed? I don't know. It's going to be tough. Can you maybe find a way? And this is going to be predicated on how the D-backs play. But if you can lock up that 4 seed before that D-back series in Arizona, that is the absolute dream scenario, or at least have it locked up on that Friday, because the last thing you want is to have Saturday and Sunday be like, if you lose these games or you have to win these games just to get the four. Like that's where you're kind of running into some tricky stuff here. But all in all, great weekend. We'll talk about Robert Suarez. Yes, blew a save today. Fernando Tatis Jr. is absolutely incredible. He seems like he is fully all the way back. Home run in what, four out of his last five games?
Yeah, he still like walks with a weird gait, but yeah, I mean, his performance has been amazing.
Been incredible. And the pitching, Joe yesterday was awesome, and Manny still is really good. And Merrill moved up to the lineup. So there you go.
And Arise is scorching hot. And Donovan Solano yesterday had like three doubles as part of a four-hit game. I mean, there's just a million things going well for this team. Here's what I'll do. I won't lock him in until it gets to four and a half games. Whenever it gets to four and a half games, I'll lock him in. That could happen tomorrow if they win and get a loss. But I need a four and a half, or I need them to win the series against Houston, whichever comes first. Two out of three against Houston, or they get it up to four and a half games. I won't yet lock them in. I just like I won't yet say it's impossible to win the division, but it's the same thing. They're three and a half games behind the Dodgers. They're three and a half games up on a playoff spot. They still play the Dodgers three times, so it's not inconceivable that they could get that thing closer. They're playing great baseball. They should absolutely be heading to the postseason. Their aspirations are way higher than making the postseason. Remember this time a year ago, we got excited when the Padres had like a 0.2% chance of making the postseason. This is the opposite. They're up to 98.9% chance, which is pretty good. 99-100 is pretty darn good with 12 games to go. The earliest they could clinch a playoff spot is actually during this upcoming homestand. Because with that number at nine, if you win five or six of your next six games and get three or four losses from Atlanta and or New York, or depending on the combination plays out, you could clinch on this homestand. You could absolutely clinch that first series of the final road trip of the year as well.
Yeah, that'll be a little tough, but
I mean,
you could sweep. I mean, I expect a sweep over the Cubs or the White Sox.
Yeah, I was going to say that's there. Three of them. That's
okay.
That's
yeah. Three. So take two or three from Houston here.
Yeah. But, I mean, again, that won't be easy, but they have to lock up a playoff spot before that final series of the year. And hopefully they can lock up that number four seed before the final series of the year. All right, let's get to the super chats. Tons of you are here tonight. Please subscribe here on Content for Padres fans. What a weekend in the Bay. We'll talk about that. And thank you for the super chats. Just click the dollar sign below the chat box like Chucky D. We'll start with the negative, which will be Robert Suarez. He says, said it before, get your changeup out of witness protection, Suarez. They're sitting on your outer third fastball, even if it's a hundo. The ball that was hit out today was pretty impressive. It's the first right-handed batter to ever hit a ball into McCovey Cove. That's ridiculous. Ballpark opened in 2000, so you're looking at 25 seasons of baseball there. No righty had ever done that. Yeah, I just looked it up this afternoon, Jim. His last eight outings have all none of them have been clean, and he's allowed runs in four of those eight outings. So, I mean, I think it's concerning in the postseason. I absolutely think it's concerning. I don't see how else you could look at it with what's going on with Robert Suarez over the last month.
So when do we get to a point where we say maybe it's time to switch things up, or do we not? Are we never getting to that point?
I don't think she'll do it. That's just my personal opinion because he's so loyal. But.
Well, I mean, he moved up Jackson Merrill, we didn't think he was going to do it.
Yeah, but this is that's not based on loyalty. That was based almost on principle. This is based on loyalty.
Right. Yeah. I get it. And I think that if in the postseason, I mean, shoot, you could be out in two games. So like there's not enough time to make changes, right?
Yeah, it's hard to do that. Yeah.
But if you're lucky enough to go deep in the postseason and Robert Suarez is still struggling, like you can change things up. It doesn't have to be Robert Suarez. You can go the Tanner Scott route. You can go the Jason Adam route if you want. I don't think that they're 1,000% fully committed to Robert Suarez no matter what. Mm-hmm. I really don't. I think that with the way that this team is constructed, and I'm talking about the mentality of it, where just anything to win, doesn't matter what the roles are. Just like we go out there and the way we play baseball that's been instilled in us this year and the culture that we've built for this season is team first, do anything to get the win. A complete 180 from last year, right? Like, so for me, if Robert Suarez still struggles towards the end of this year, if he doesn't start becoming the Robert Suarez you saw in the first half and more the Robert Suarez we're seeing now, I wouldn't be shocked if we saw Tanner Scott out there closing games. I really wouldn't.
It to start the postseason, or if somehow in the postseason something went sideways?
I think if Robert Suarez, because I was like, look, Robert Suarez, unless he starts blowing more saves, then it will be a discussion. And until then, we'll talk, like, he's the closer for sure, 100%. I think if you, in the next week here, say he has three appearances in the next six games, and he looks bad in two of the three, like maybe blows a save or gives up a run or two or whatever the case may be, I think that next week they're going to have discussions like maybe we should potentially try Tanner Scott in the closer spot.
Yeah, I saw the quote from Schilt. I think it was in Kevin Acey's article. He said something along the lines of, there's no one I'd rather have out there in a one-run game.
Well, that's what we all know. That's what he's going to say publicly. He'll never, ever criticize his players publicly, no matter what happens and no matter what they do. But I do think behind closed doors, they're a little more, they're actually real about things instead of the facade that they give off to the media and the fan base, like everything's okay. I think that if he continues to struggle, I think they're going to have a conversation about it.
Yeah, I don't know what his ERA is because I don't have it in front of me, but he's allowed runs in four of his last eight appearances. One of those appearances, he allowed four runs. I'd assume his ERA in his last eight outings is something like six or seven. I'm making it up. Someone can look it up, but it's not good. I know that. It might be higher than that, truthfully, in his last eight outings. Jericho, thank you, man, for the super chat. Guys, if you're here, please subscribe here on Content for Padres Fans. We just got past 7,000 subscribers with your help. Let's get to 8,000 at some point this postseason. He says, I think if we want a chance at the division, we need to win six more in a row. And Dodgers to lose tomorrow, because Dodgers aren't losing until they meet us. Yeah, Dodgers' schedule lightens up after this four-game series with Atlanta that wraps up tomorrow. I mean, six in a row is a little optimistic. Where I was going with it, you could wrap something up, is the White Sox. You got three against the White Sox. If you can have a good series against Houston, you know, maybe you get some math that favors you. But six in a row to me, I mean, that's hard, right? That's actually nine in a row because you just swept the San Francisco Giants. So I'm not banking on nine consecutive wins right here, but I am banking on them playing well at home and hopefully sweeping the Chicago White Sox this weekend.
Like, I'm already putting next weekend, their final home series of the season, like anything less than a sweep
isn't good.
If they lose one game to the White Sox, a team that's, how many games have they won on the road this year? Like 10?
15.
15? Like,
yep.
Oh, man. I mean, so I'm putting that under the category of like sweep. Right. So you take two or three from Houston here, like you said, like, you know, five of six on this homestand.
Yeah. Great.
You're then going to be at, 90 wins heading into the final six games of the season. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's like a really, really good year. And you have a good road trip there, three in LA. You've played LA really good this season, and that Arizona series, we'll see what they need to do in that series in order to get the four seed, or maybe they clinched it before then. But yeah, man, just keep playing good baseball and we'll see what happens. But I think that winning like five of six is minimum this homestand if you want to even have a chance at the division. And you're gonna need the Dodgers to, yeah, you're right, lose a couple here and
get to at least... I think you win five out of six, you're 100% alive for the division. Because you're going to Dodger Stadium, you're not going to be more than three games back. And that's what we said, three games back with six to play. Give yourself a shot, right?
Well, if they win five of six here and LA also wins, if LA wins five of six, then you're three and a half back heading into that series or whatever, right? So, I mean,
LA's got probably an additional game, right?
Yeah, I think they might have. I mean, they play on Monday too.
I mean,
that's
asking a lot. I mean, the Dodgers—they basically they got to go 6-1 when you go 5-1. You know,
and they just lost putting pressure last off of the year. Like they are. I know they're in shambles.
Their pitching's right, exactly. So it's like you're putting real pressure on. If you can go 5-1 this homestand, which again is a great homestand, I get it. The White Sox are in there, but even beating the Astros at home in a three-game series is going to be a good series for San Diego. But put the pressure on. Get to Dodger Stadium three games out. Or better, and I guess, who knows? You've got the tiebreaker. By the way, if you catch the Dodgers in the division, you're getting a bye in all likelihood because they've got the second best record in the National League. You're not catching the Phillies. They've got six games on you in the loss column, but you still have an outside shot. Against outside, I agree. I think it's outside, but you have an outside shot at least to track them down. Because you
play outside him. Shot, yeah. Outside
yeah, because shot. You play them. If they didn't play them, I wouldn't find it to be very.
You have likely. Three games there that you control and you can gain ground every single day. So, like, that's why I said three is the minimum. If you're not, if you go to this final six games of the season and you're four back, it's highly unlikely
because
they finish up with Colorado.
Yep.
And they play Colorado six of the last nine games.
Yep. No, that's a good point. That's a good point. I agree with that. Jeffrey, appreciate you, man. Thank you guys for hanging out. Thank you for the super chats. Click the dollar sign below the chat box. Padres over the Giants today, 4-3, 8-0 Saturday, one Friday night. You're welcome. I went. That's the reason why they swept. Jeffrey says, win every series and sweep the White Sox. That's 9-3. That's right. That would be 3-0. The other three series, you say, go 2-1 in. 9-3 controls their own destiny. There is no path for them to be left out, by the way. Just that's the sheer math that if everyone else behind them play perfectly, they cannot be kept out by playing 9-3. Everyone's not going to play perfectly behind them, obviously. So they're not going to have to go 9-3. But that math automatically puts the Padres in the postseason for the first time since 2022 if they do that. And they'll be the four seed, right? You're not going 9. Where's Arizona going to close? 11-1 or something? I don't see that. How's that possible?
Yeah, you essentially control your own destiny. Like, it's not a 100% certain, right? Like, Arizona could finish, like, they couldn't lose a game for the season, and you go 9-3, and you're still the five. But
I'm trying to do the math on that, though, because you play them for three games. So, yeah, maybe, I guess that's weird how the math would work there. I guess if you lose two out of three there, that's two of your three losses or something.
But essentially, if you just continue to play good baseball, you put so much pressure on Arizona to play better. And I don't know if they can. Maybe they can, but I think the Padres are playing some really good baseball at this moment in time. Besides that Wednesday game in Seattle, like, great road trip. You know?
What Wednesday game in Seattle? I don't even remember.
It was when – who was pitching that day? It was Michael King.
Remember? Oh, yeah, I remember game two. Yeah. What was this, a 4-1 trip, though?
4-1 trip. Great trip.
Yeah. Jesus, I mean – That's a great trip. We said Seattle was something like 8 or 10 games over 500, and San Francisco was something like 13 or 14 games over 500, and you just went 4-1 through those two stops. That's an amazing road trip.
They made the Giants like
roll over
implode in on themselves this weekend.
The Giants scored two runs in the series, the first of which came in the sixth inning of game three. They were scoreless in the series until the sixth inning of game three.
I mean, Bob Melvin's up there, like, calling his team out every single day for horrible defense. Like, I mean, it's a disaster.
Is he gone, by the way?
Maybe.
He's got to be gone. I don't see you run this back.
I mean, he's had a really bad last two seasons. After going to the NLCS in 2022, he's had a bad 2 years.
I think he's done. I think he retires after this. That's my guess. As opposed to being, I just think he's done. I just think it's kind of over and done with. He's gotten old. I don't know how old he is, but he's not a kid.
He's not like he's not in his 70s or 80s.
I know, but it just seems like everything's like, yeah, how old is he? 60. He's only 63. Seems like he's like 80 to me. But yeah, I mean, they seriously, considering what happened last weekend when the Padres lost 2 of 3 of the Giants, for the Padres to play this way this weekend, by the way, Luis Arraez is hitting .322, still won't strike out.
He's incredible.
Tatis again, the scheduled off day, comes through in that. I mean, that's such a massive moment. I know it didn't win it because of Suarez, but that's such a massive moment to come through in. I mean, it's incredible to come through in that spot. And then how about the timely hitting in the 10th inning, by the way? David Peralta just putting a ball perfectly placed. Luis Arraez later in the inning coming through. It's like, how good have they been in 10th innings? What are they hitting in extra innings this year? They're hitting .400 as a team, something like that, right, in extra innings?
I texted you after Suarez gave up the home run. I was like, dude, don't worry about it. They're going to win this game because, one, they've been a great extra inning team this year. Two, it just kind of felt like, I mean, the Giants were not going to score multiple runs there. The only way they're going to win that game is some fluky home run. And that didn't happen. It just, the Padres in one run games this year and in extra innings has been a complete flip from last season. I saw this on Twitter. I forget who said it. I can't take credit for it, but it was a funny tweet. Said it's ironic that the final game the Padres play the Giants this year, they beat Bob Melvin in extras in a one run game.
Yeah, that's very ironic. Did you saw? There was that tweet
I
tonight.
I tweeted it. I'm sorry, I don't know who did.
Let me find this tweet from tonight where it showed like what the Padres did a year ago. Okay, here we go. So the Padres are 9-1 in 10 extra inning games, right? They're 30-22 in games in which they lost a lead at some point. They're 30-22. Now, here's where the mistake is. Last year, by the way, in extra innings, 2-12. Yeah. This is where this doesn't make sense. I don't know what he meant. I think he meant 18-33. I think this is Kevin, I'm assuming. Last season, they were 2-12 in extra innings and 18-133 in games in which they lost a lead. Well, they didn't lose 133 times. I'm assuming they were 18-33 in games in which they lost a lead. This year, they're 30-22. So a complete 180 from last year. How do you explain that? Is that Mike Schild? Is that Bob Melvin? Is that the team? Is that AJ Preller? Is that good luck? Is that bad luck? I have no idea. I don't know. I can't summarize it, but it's happening in front of our eyes.
I want to address, hey, what's his, Duran? I see you in the chat and you're trolling hard, but you continue to watch.
He's a long time viewer, isn't he?
I know, but I see him trolling a lot and I see your comments. I look at our comments on our YouTube channel. And I mean, if you hate listening to me and watching me, then why are you here? But I digress. Keep trolling. Yes. Appreciate you.
Yes, that's right. We're trying to eliminate Padres fans from the channel.
Well, I mean, look, it's just like, hey, I'm going to troll you. Like, okay, cool. But I'm not going to just like continue to troll somebody and continue watching them, like hate watch. But that's just me.
We kind of do, though, because we're like, oh, can you believe what? Who's that guy you hate that you always talk about on John and Jim? Fox Sports.
Oh, Nick Wright.
Yeah, you always mention him, but you don't like him.
Yeah,
it's kind of what we do.
Yeah, but there's certain things that actually like his takes. Some of his takes are actually I kind of like. But
that's probably this Jaren guy. He probably likes some of your takes, but hates a good portion of them.
Yeah. Like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, okay, thanks.
HBBV, it's fair. It's completely fair. I get it. HBBV, thank you, man, for the super chat. He says Schilty over Alex Cora. He's loyal to his players and has class. Okay. Glad. I don't know if we've mentioned Alex Cora on the channel this season, but appreciate the super chat. Matthew, thank you. Says, no one talked about Suarez in his 30-plus saves, but now he's in a slump and people want him in the slammer. Everything will buff. Nabla will sort it. I mean, here's the thing, though. This is the time of year where it matters. And the 30 saves matter, too. They got you here, but like, he's not the same pitcher today he was 4 months ago today, right? We all agree on that? He hasn't been the same pitcher. His stuff is still, his velocity is still high. I don't think he's hurt, but I mean, this is like crunch time. And like Jim said, in the 3-game series, you can't afford to blow a save. You can't afford to blow in a 5-game series or 7-game series, but you certainly can't afford to do it in a 3-game series. So it's just something that I think we should be talking about because he's the one piece that has been susceptible here for this team in the second half of the year.
Yeah. You know how many times in postseasons teams have gone away from their closer because they weren't pitching well?
A lot.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's okay. He has 30 plus saves and he's been great all season long. I'll, you know, take away from the last month or so here. But I mean, if you're not pitching well, you're not pitching well, and you can't continue to throw a guy out there who's not pitching well. Mm-hmm. You got to pitch the best guys you have or the guys that are pitching the best. And if Tanner Scott's pitching the best for you, like you're going to have to make that call. So I do think that if this continues, if he goes out there the rest of the season, say in the last 12 games, he makes what, say 5 appearances.
Okay.
Five appearances.
Mm-hmm.
And if three of those appearances, hell, even if two of those appearances aren't really good, say he blows another save, I'm telling you, like, there will be a discussion. I don't think sure. It's just going to be like, oh, it's fine. And they're going to just like gloss over it. I mean, Kevin, the other day when you were out said like, yeah, there's discussions. Like there's a little concern for sure. It's not like, oh, everything's great. You know, there's like, hey, maybe because of the workload, because of how many innings he's pitched this year, like, are we going to really feel 100% confident in a postseason series with a one-run lead in the ninth inning?
Well, no. I won't feel 100% confident with Tanner Scott with his control. I won't feel 100% confident with a one-run lead in the ninth inning with anyone, even with their bullpen, because that's just the postseason. I mean, that's I know I'm not feeling confident heading into a one-run game of the postseason with Robert Suarez, and I probably won't with someone else either, would be my guess. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just postseason baseball. I mean, that's, you know, every pitch matters in a one-run game like that. Jesse, what's up, man? I know Jesse's back in San Diego. Appreciate you, man. He says, what's up, guys? Hawaii friend no more. I'm finally back. Love the Tatis homer. This team, man, what can I say? Clearly amazing. He's been, I think, DMing us. We've been texting back and forth or DMing somewhere. He's going to a game. I forget when it is, Jesse. Is it? It's this week, the Tatis. Something's going on with Tatis this week. What is it, a bobblehead?
It's the when he jumped over the wall.
Yeah, the platinum
glove bobblehead.
Cool. So he's going to be there that day. When is that? Monday? Is that tomorrow?
It's
18th. I think it's one of these games against Houston. I think it is. But Jesse, man, good to have you back in San Diego, man. I kind of like giving the Hawaii shout out as well. But yeah, this team's been special. I mean, they have really been remarkable here in the second half.
Yeah, they've put together a second half that is going to go down as one of the best in franchise history. Definitely. I think it already is one of the best second halves in franchise history. I mean, they were a 500 team. They're one game over 500 going into the break. They lost the first game against Cleveland coming out of the break. They were a 500 team in the middle of July, and now they're 20 games over.
Crazy. 20 games over for the first time since 2010.
Yeah.
It's just, and they're right. They're 20 games over in their last 2 months. Look at it that way. That's incredible. Every so often, thank you. Guys, if you're here, please subscribe. Year-round content for Padres fans. Padres sweep the Giants. They have Houston awaiting on Monday. He says Arraez walked today. Clearly why they won. Just kidding us. Luis Arraez, 2-for-4 with a walk and a run scored. Another game without a strikeout. Leads the National League in hitting at 322. I don't even know what second place is right now. I assume that's 10 or 15 points clear of second place.
Second place, John, is let me pull this up here. Second place, I'm doing baseball. It's Yordan Alvarez, 308.
Yordan Alvarez of the Houston Astros?
Yeah, so he's 14. Sorry, no,
he's not in the league.
Sorry, I'm not an idiot. Yeah. I was thinking that because they're playing him tomorrow. Marcelo Ozuna. There we go. Marcelo Ozuna is 304.
18 batting points.
Yeah. And then Betts, 299, and Trey Turner's 294.
That's crazy. Three straight batting titles for a 27-year-old. That's unbelievable. Yet, for whatever reason, he gets like, he doesn't get that full credit. He does from most Padres fans, but not all. And he certainly doesn't get it from all baseball fans. I think there's a lot of people, baseball fans, that completely discount Luis Arraez in today's baseball. Don't think he has value. Don't love his trajectory in terms of what he could accomplish in his career. And he's got a 750 OPS. Oh, he doesn't walk as a leadoff guy. He's hitting 322. I mean, proof's in the pudding. And he puts bat on ball, you know, as we've talked about a million times.
He's incredible.
He's ridiculous. He's so good. Chano, how do you say that? Chano. Thank you for the super chat, man. He says, went on a morning run and saw so many people in Padres gear. San Diego's a baseball town, pro baseball and amateur. What will the World Series do to the city? Who knows? We've never seen it before. What would it mean for San Diego? We can only dream on it. I agree with you. I think San Diego's a baseball town. I've said it for years. What would that mean for this city? A lot is what I would say. A lot.
Yeah. I think it just puts, you know, San Diego in a place where people don't have to feel sorry for like the fan base here. Like, San Diego, it's fine. It's whatever. Sleepy San Diego. Because that's how I feel like other places view San Diego. And they just don't take San Diego seriously. They're like, oh, San Diego's a great place. Sports-wise, whatever. Like, I just don't feel like people outside of San Diego take San Diego seriously. And you win a World Series here, that puts, like, respect on San Diego as a sports town. That puts respect on anybody shitting on the Padres for, you know, never winning a World Series. And it's when your team wins a championship, it's the ultimate, like, for the next year, you can just, like, brag as much as you want. You're on top of the world. The losses don't mean as much as they did in the past because you know they just won a World Series. Like, when you experience that, I just feel like things, they just change for the better. Now, that only lasts for so long, right?
It would last more than a year also.
But you know, but like 10, 15 years down the road, then it's right back to like, hey, when are we going to win another World Series?
True, but this goes back to I've made this point on the radio like 100 times. Like, what would you prefer, make the postseason a lot or win one World Series and then fall back? And I'll take the win one World Series and fall back over make the postseason and not win a World Series. I mean, at the end of the day, that you got to get one at some point. And it's been 60 years. So at some point, you got to get one. And they haven't gotten one. And hopefully this is the year they get one. And on that point, if they win one and then took a step back for a year, the world's going to keep spinning because they haven't won a World Series before. Carson, appreciate you, man. He says, imagine this team with Nick Martinez. Would they be better?
I can't remember the last time I thought to myself, man, imagine this team with Nick Martinez on it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they'd be better.
No offense, Carson, but
I think he's a good player. I think he had value for this franchise, but I don't know. What role would he serve that they're lacking? I mean, Martin Perez since getting here is a 2.7. Joe Musgrove since returning is a 2.3. So they haven't needed him, right? I don't think so.
No.
Fortunately. Their pitching's been elite. Hendrick, thank you for the generous super chat. Appreciate you. Again, if you're here, please subscribe. You're on Concert for Padres fans.
They could have used Seth Lugo, though.
Again, really, what would the difference be?
Well, Lugo would take the spot of
Perez,
and also when Joe was out, and Darvish, I mean... Have you seen Lugo's numbers?
His numbers are filthy. I know. I'm just thinking like when Joe was out, they were like 15 games over 500.
That's the only one from the offseason where I'm like, that's a little weird. He, you know, the option was the exact, almost the exact same number as he got per year from Kansas City. I don't know. That was the weird one in the whole.
I mean, thankfully they haven't quote unquote needed. I mean, they're going to rack up 90-something wins, have a rotation that can compete in the postseason without him. So they haven't, quote-unquote, needed it. Mm-hmm. Hendrick, thanks, man. He says, Padres need to handle business. If division is meant to be, it'll happen. Need to figure out starting pitching and closer roles for the postseason. Love the show and this fan base. Hashtag Arise 3-peat. Hashtag LFGSD. Good problem, I would say, with the rotation in the postseason because they do need to figure it out. The closer thing, again, it's not the worst thing in the world. I mean, Robert Suarez is capable. He just hasn't pitched as well as he had earlier in the year. And they got Tanner Scott as well. So I agree with the general point. They just need to handle their business because they've done 98% of the work. Now go finish it off.
And I think they'll finish off getting to the postseason. I just don't have any doubts. My head is they're in the postseason. But the only thing is, where are they going to play in the first round? Like that's where I'm at. They're in for me. I'm just like, okay, what day are they going to clinch? Right. What day they're going to clinch a playoff spot. And then what day we're going to find out where they're going to be. Is it going to be a Petco? It's going to be in Arizona. Maybe where's it going to be? Or are they going to somehow play out of their freaking minds and get a like, there's a lot there, but to me, they are in. I know some people are like, Jim, hold on. Like we've seen things happen. Okay. Me personally, they're in for me.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And they're in, so for, Jim. They're in for me.
They'll be in. They'll be in. Joshua, thank you. He says this horse is a 4.35 ERA in August, and right now it's September 7.2. So yeah, he's taking a step back. Like, we can pretend, okay, we can pretend like everything's the same, and oh, he threw 101 today. Okay. Well, he's been much more hittable. He doesn't rely at all on secondary pitches, or if he does, basically everyone knows to lay off him. Like, they're just basically sitting on his 100-mile-per-hour fastball, and he's been hit. And he's also walked some batters here over his last 8 or 9 appearances. So he just hasn't been as good. It hasn't been a complete abomination, but he just has not been as good. I mean, he was lights out. He was the best reliever in baseball maybe for 60 days this year. He's not today anywhere near the best reliever in baseball.
I tell you what, his fastball away, like, it's been hit out of the park at a big time rate. Not a big time rate, but like, there's been big moments where that pitch, like today, Detroit, and then, you know, fastball away to Bryce Harper, like, theoretically those should be amazing pitches, but those three pitches, like, on the outside of the plate have been hit out of the ballpark. I don't know. I think his location was a little off today. And I mean, if you throw, I just look back to what Eno Sarah said, like, you know, okay, you can throw 100, but if everybody's just waiting on 100 because they don't care about your secondary. I mean, that's, these guys are major leaguers. They can hit 100. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
that's what everybody's waiting on. 100. Where's it at?
I mean, today was almost like, I mean, again, you got to consider the circumstance for a right-handed batter.
It's incredible. I mean, like, what?
It's a 1 in 100,000 basically swing, and he does it against the Padres closer in Suarez. Like, again, maybe it's just a blue moon event that occurred, one swing, one pitch. Or maybe it's what Josh was posting here, which is that Suarez has been, I don't even know. I mean, just human, you know, he's been very hittable over his last, whatever that is, you know, 8, 10, 12, 15 appearances. He hasn't been the same pitcher that he was previously, and they if they're not recognizing that, then that would be a surprise to me. They are, like, to your point, recognizing it internally, but we'll see. I mean, we'll see what happens here over the final couple of weeks of the regular season into the postseason. Guys, if you are here, please subscribe. We've got 500 people here live right now on a Sunday night, so please subscribe. If you're here on replay, please subscribe. You're on content for Padres fans. As you know, we can't do this without you. We can't do this without our title sponsor, Mark Nimitz at Farmers Insurance. He's been with us since day one, over 3 years of the wrap-up show on YouTube. He's a great insurance agent. How do we know it? Because we have insurance with him. Auto, he does auto, home, renter's life, and much more. I've got earthquake insurance. I've got homeowner's insurance. I've got life insurance through Mark. So he can save you $750 or more just by switching your insurance over to him. In addition to that, he's a lifelong Padres fan, a native San Diegan. If you ever need him, I needed him a couple of years ago because of a claim. He saved us so much time and money, and he's always there for you. He's got great service and communication. Click the link in the description down below. You can get to his website or call him, and you get free quotes online. He'll talk to you about the Padres as well. So again, if you support this channel, please support our title sponsor. Any insurance need, get in contact with Mark Nimitz at Farmers.
All his information is on ticker below, mnimitz@farmersagent.com. When you reach out to Mark, let him know that Jim and John from the wrap-up show sent you.
Definitely. Jim and John from the wrap-up show. Martin Perez returning from paternity, 5 innings, 1 run. He's got a 2.7 since joining San Diego. Jeremiah Estrada, Tanner Scott, Jason Adam, Robert Suarez. These are the names you're going to be hearing in the postseason. Adrian Morejon, his second career save, by the way, in that 10th inning tonight after Suarez blew the save in the 9th inning. I mean, they have the bullpen pieces to move around to hopefully preserve leads, which they didn't today. I mean, I think they got the makings. Again, we've talked about this lineup. The lineup is as deep as you could possibly imagine with Donovan Solano. The rotation is more than capable. Everyone knows that. I'd like to see Darvish get a third, fourth, fifth opportunity here. And the bullpen is more than capable. Everyone knows that. You add it all up, and you've got, according to Fangraphs, the team with the fourth best odds of winning World Series. That's just the factual statements. You add it all up, they're a top four team in baseball right now. Now, can they win in the postseason? I have no idea. Yeah, but that's what, again, you add it all up, and this is one of the more dangerous teams in the sport.
Heading into the postseason, take out seeding, right? Take out where they're at. Take out that they're probably going to be a wild card team.
Yep.
I would give them as good of a chance as anybody in baseball to win a World Series this year, just solely based on their roster and how they've been playing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. They might not have the best record in baseball when it's all said and done at the end of the season, but they're to me one of the most dangerous teams going in, if not the most dangerous teams going into the postseason for sure. And it's not some like scrappy 84 win team that's won like 17 in a row to make the postseason. I mean, they're going to end up with damn near almost 93, 94 wins potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Like that to me isn't like some scrappy bunch. That to me is like you're one of the best teams in baseball.
Yeah. Yeah. And not just that, like to your point, it's you can collect 93 wins with a good first half. Look at Baltimore.
Right.
They've been a 500 team for forever after getting 20 games over. Or you could do it the Padres way, which is if you're going to be average, do it early. And if you're going to be good, do it late. And that's what they're doing. When that coincides, you're playing good baseball late and getting healthy. That gives you a shot. Like that gives you a legitimate shot once you get in. Now, again, the postseason, we've had Mike Farron say this. There's a crapshoot element to the baseball postseason. And the more rounds you play, the more susceptible you are to quote unquote bad luck. And a best of three series, there's a lot of randomness in it.
Yeah.
But now they win a lot of series. I'm just saying in general, look at their regular season, their last 15 series, 16 series. I mean, they don't lose them. They very rarely lose series in the second half. So you like that because they just don't lose series very often. But you win 93 games and you're playing a 2 out of 3 and there's a level of randomness in there and you kind of cross your fingers, but I still like their chances in a 3-game series. If you're hosting the Arizona Diamondbacks at Petco Park, like give me a break. I'd take the Padres in that series. I would like their chances in that series.
And what they've done this year is exactly what the formula you want to see from your team is. You know, you're not going to go and have a 120 win season. Like, a lot of teams, most teams don't ever do that unless you're the Dodgers, right? And they never have done 120 wins. And so my point is they played 500 baseball, figured themselves out for the first half of the season into July. You go on a tear, you get healthy, you make some key trades, and you go into the postseason playing your best baseball. And sometimes it doesn't matter where they're seated. Like, we all prefer them to be a 4 seed, but sometimes, like we've seen the last however many years, the last team in the National League get into the World Series because they were just playing really, really good baseball. Padres are playing some really good baseball, and they have a chance to do that heading into a postseason where, knock on wood, they're the healthiest they've been all season long with Fernando Tatis Jr. playing out of his freaking mind right now.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Every so often, appreciate you, man. Thank you for the super chat. He says, I hope we get interviews of Elias Diaz and his relationship with the rotation heading into the playoffs. It would be cool to hear the pitcher's perspectives. Well, he was always known as a defensive first catcher, like a really good, savvy defensive catcher. He can hit.
Somebody'd say, right?
He did easily.
Yeah.
By like 10 or 15 feet. He's a really good defensive catcher that at times in his career has had good, you know, pop in his bat. As well, I just think he's here right now, Jim, because of his defense. I think anything else is a bonus, but I think he's here because he's a better option, obviously, at this point, than Luis Campusano, and he's going to be your second catcher in the postseason as needed, if needed.
I just saw this tweet. This is crazy. Largest, and yes, Diaz is going to be on the postseason roster 100%.
Yep.
He's him and Higgy defensively. I mean, it's pretty good right there, right? Like, that's pretty damn good. And offensively, like, you get at least a competent two hitters there.
Yeah.
On the catcher spot.
I agree.
Listen to this tweet. The largest shifts in playoff chances during the last 3 months via Fangraphs. The Astros from 34% to 97.7%. The D-backs 33.9% to 89%. The Royals 48.5% to 97%. And the Padres 45% to 98.8%.
Makes sense.
To make the postseason. So they've jumped. I mean, they have. That just shows you how good they have played. And
yeah, the odds were that they would miss the postseason 3 months ago based on Fangraphs. They had a better than average chance of missing, and now they've got a 99 and 100 chance of making.
Right.
ZDEFL, thank you for the super chat. Appreciate you, man. He says, how do you feel about King and Cease in the postseason? Personally, I'm worried because they don't have much postseason experience. I'm not as much worried about the postseason experience as I am about how they're throwing heading into the postseason. We know King's been great in the second half. His last outing wasn't a good one. Cease has been down. His last outing was a very good one in San Francisco. I'm more concerned about how they're pitching heading into the postseason. But no, I don't have any concerns, quote unquote, about either of them in the postseason because they've been important pieces for this club this year.
I'm not really worried that much about
the
postseason experience. We saw what Joe did in game three against the Mets with zero postseason experience on the road. You know, how many times have we seen pitchers with no postseason experience have like amazing postseasons? Like, it just, to me, the experience factor is more or less like as a team, you know, if your team has veteran experience, that's what matters to me more than a individual pitcher. I don't have really any worry just because they have no postseason experience. I just don't, because it hasn't affected a lot of pitchers during their first postseason experience. Maybe it has affected,
I mean,
a good amount of pitchers because they didn't have experience, but it hasn't affected like every single one.
We can go either way. I mean, there's guys that are Hall of Famers like Clayton Kershaw that have all kinds of postseason experience.
Right.
That doesn't create value for them. And there's other guys that in their first postseason become probably like World Series MVPs if we look back at baseball history. So it's not like there's an assurance that first-time postseason pitchers are ineffective and third time pitchers are effective. Like, it doesn't work. I don't think it's as simple as that. I think the point is a valid one, which is, how are they going to pitch in the postseason? They're both going to pitch presumably in the postseason for the Padres, assuming they play more than just like two games here in October. We'll get back to the conversation in a moment. We do want to remind you about our friends over at Mova Globes, because they have been with us for basically this run. When Jim talked about 3 months ago, the Padres had a 44% chance of making the postseason. That's when Mova Globes signed up. And from that point on, Padres have been among the hottest teams in baseball. These globes, by the way, this technology founded right here, Cardiff by the Sea in North County. This company is based in San Diego. They've got all 30 major league clubs officially licensed. You can click the link in the description down below and pick them up and get 10% off by using promo code PWS10. They've got all 30 major league teams. Get 10% off with promo code PWS10. There's a link in the description down below. And these are really cool products. They spin based on artificial or natural light automatically. No cords, no wires, no batteries. There's magnets inside. It has something to do with like the way the earth spins. I don't understand it, but Jim does. But it's a really cool company. And again, if you're looking for a gift idea, doesn't have to be a Padres fan, just a baseball fan in your life. They've got other globes like planetary globes as well and much, much more. Check them out. Click that link in the description down below.
Yeah, these things are great for desk at home, office desk, bookshelf, nightstand, a present for a diehard Padres fan. Or if you want to get a present for somebody who's not a Padres fan, that's fine. They have Mova Globes for every single baseball team out there. And they have solar system globes. They have the world globes, which are awesome. They have a bunch of world globes. They have the sun. They got the moon. You can get packages of three. Like, they got everything you need. PWS10 is a promo code. Pick up your Mova Globe today.
All right. Thank you, Mova Globes, for the support of the channel.
I saw this in the chat. Did Joe pitch in 2017 with the Astros?
He did.
Okay. Then it wasn't his first time. Yeah. I was wrong there, but he barely pitched, and he was put in a situation that he's never been put in before in 2022. That's kind of where I was going with it, because that's where I was like, hey, you are starting an elimination game on the road in New York. I don't think he ever did that with the
No, of course not. Of course not. I'm 99% sure he came out of their bullpen in the 2017 postseason at some point, but my internet is lacking me right now. So I'm pretty sure he at least appeared in the postseason with the Astros when they won the World Series, but I can't prove it because my internet sucks. Keith, thank you, man, for the super chat. Guys, if you're here, another plea to subscribe. We're trying to work our way towards 8,000 subscribers at some point, hopefully this postseason. So please subscribe. You're on content for Padres fans. You have it?
Yeah, he only pitched 6 2/3 innings in 2017. And he had an 8.10 ERA.
Wow, I can't believe he threw 6 2/3 innings. Wow. Keith, thank
probably
you.
Probably mop-up duty.
That's crazy, yeah. He says, Suarez concerns me. His lack of off-speed pitches is going to catch up to him. I hope I'm wrong. Well, it's caught up. The question is, will it catch up to him in the postseason? I mean, there's a lot of speculation with that. You can't really have a shorter hook, by the way, in the postseason. There's still a three-batter minimum, and you don't yank closers with leads anyway after three batters. So is it going to catch up to him? I think it's caught up, because you look at his numbers in the first half of the year, they were dynamite. You look at his numbers in the second half of the year, they're kind of average. So I think it's already caught up to him, truthfully.
I do too. I think that this is the most innings he's ever pitched in his career. And he came off of a really bad season last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be shocked if there's not some conversations behind closed doors and some concern behind closed doors of like, okay, we've used him a lot. How confident do we all feel in a one-run game, potentially in a postseason series with him out on the mound?
I don't think everyone's going to be like, I guarantee it. Like, he's good.
And we know that publicly Schulte's only going to be positive. Like,
well, he should be. I mean, I mean, what other option is there?
I know. Well, anyway, my point
what other option is there? You can admonish your closer?
No, you're not going to admonish your closer. I'm just saying, like, with anything he says, you're never going to hear him, and you should never hear him talk bad about his closer. Right. Like, behind closed doors, like, they're talking.
Yeah, I agree. Completely agree. And they should be. That's 100% accurate. Ever so often wants to know, and thank you for the super chat, says, who is going to go off like 2022 October Grisham? Grisham was just one series, right? He was great against the Mets and then awful afterwards. That's how I remember it.
He was great against the Mets, and I think he had like maybe one or two moments versus the Dodgers.
The Dodgers, yeah, you're right. And he was terrible against the Phillies.
And then he went into like the worst slump. I mean, he just went 0 for whatever.
It's not going to be a Grisham-type player because all these guys have produced. All of these guys, 1 through 9. Like, we're not going to be like, oh, Kyle Higashioka hit 2 home runs in the wild card series. Well, he's hit home runs. You're not going to be like, oh, it's Luis Arraez. Well, he hits 330. Fernando Tatis Jr. is Fernando Tatis. Like, who would that player be? David Peralta? But he's been a serviceable piece. Donovan Solano, he's hit 300. So I don't even know the comp.
And we'll talk about that the closer we get to the postseason. Like, who do you think is going to be the breakout player for the Padres in the postseason?
But they've all broken out, I guess.
Well, I mean, like,
would you be surprised? Do you know what I mean? That, like, is there someone here that would surprise you? Of like, oh my gosh, Jackson Merrill had a big series.
No, you're right.
That's the thing.
Luis Arraez has 400. Not surprised. Right. Profar comes up with some clutch hits. Not surprised. Cronenworth, clutch hits. Wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Manny, Merrill,
maybe Zan Solano. Would be surprising.
Maybe if Solano goes off, you're not surprised. You're just like. I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's just maybe if Tyler Wade ever saw an at bat and he hits like a 2-run homer or something, but that won't happen.
By the way, there's some confusion. There have been a number of people either on social media or in the chat tonight saying the magic number is actually 8. It is 9.
It's 9.
It is 9. If they go 8-4, if they go 8-4, they can be passed by Atlanta. There's no tie. They could just be passed by Atlanta. Atlanta could, they're not going to, but I'm just saying mathematically, if Atlanta were to win out, they would have one fewer losses than you. Their magic number, as we sit here today, is 9. Now, Atlanta, and does Atlanta play the Mets? I don't even know the circumstance, but I know their magic number is, by the letter of the law, 9. If they go 9-3, they're in the postseason. That is a guarantee as we sit here on this Sunday night. Shouldn't come down to the final day with that magic number.
Braves do play the Mets.
They play the Mets. Okay, so there's built-in losses is the point.
And that's during the Dodger series.
Okay, so there's three built-in losses.
There is a scenario, and I don't want this to happen, where the Padres and Dodgers are celebrating on the same night. One's celebrating the division, the other celebrating the four seed or the wild card.
That's super weird.
Oh, God.
Well, there's a very likely scenario they're both celebrating the same series.
I can just see the trolls now. I could just see the trolls.
Can you
now.
Imagine that? Yeah, Dodgers are celebrating division, and yeah, that would be really weird.
Like, what do you do? Like, do you both? Like, you know what I mean? It's just a weird. So weird, because the one thing in baseball that you just want things to go right, like during no hitters, you don't want to see a combined no hitter. The combined no hitters are just it doesn't feel the same.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened in 2022, but they made up for it by going to NLCS. Like, when they lost that game that they clinched to the White Sox, and then they're all just waiting there and they're like, yay. It's just like, you want them to win, celebrate on the field, and then go celebrate in the clubhouse and pop champagne. You don't want to sit there and celebrate after a loss, even though that they would 100% do that.
It would be really nice, even if you don't win the division, to make the Dodgers wait on it by beating the Dodgers and putting pressure on, like pulling to within a game with 3 to play or 2 with 3 to play, or even better than that. Chucky D, thank you, man. He says, off topic, but if Jackson Merrill wins Rookie of the Year, does that mean we only have 4 years of control instead of 5? I don't know the particulars. The Super Twos, I think, is what you're referring to. I forget how that plays out. I don't know the particulars. Here's what I know. If the Padres let Jackson Merrill go 5 years before trying to sign him to a long-term deal, that's on them, and that's not on Jackson Merrill. But I do know this. If he wins Rookie of the Year, they get a supplemental pick between the first and second rounds, which would slot in somewhere in that like 31 or 32 range, which is a pretty important place to be selecting, considering Jackson Merrill was taken in the 20s. You would love to add an additional pick in the 30s if you're AJ Preller.
Now, if somehow the philosophy of Eric Grubner and Eric Kassenda have changed as far as like spending any money on any players, I don't have any like concern about years of control for Jackson Merrill, because like you said, they will do everything they possibly can to lock him up for those years and beyond that. Just like, they're not going to let him go 4 or 5 years or whatever it is without even attempting or getting a contract extension done.
Right. Correct.
So I'm not worried about that.
As someone's putting in the chat, if he finishes, and I don't know this particular with the CBA, if he finishes top two and Rookie of the Year, he gets the year of service. So yes, that makes sense. It's rewarding the player's performance and putting pressure on the organization to sign the player, which makes sense to me, but I'm not overly familiar with it. Yeah, and Chucky D saying, I've heard you get 1 year of service time if you place 1 or 2 in Rookie of the Year. Again, that makes sense to me from the player's perspective, but I think that's new to the CBA potentially.
And what a great rookie class. Like Churio and Skeens and Merrill, like those guys are really good.
Yep. JD Gaucho, thanks, man. He says, what do you do in that dual celebration scenario, Jim? Is tip your cap and say, don't trip up. We want to be the ones that knock you out in October, what you do in that dual celebration. Yeah, I mean, I don't think you have to apologize for it.
No.
Well, here, how about the opposite? I'll give you an example, Jim. The Padres beat the Dodgers, and the Dodgers win the division because that wouldn't happen unless it involved Arizona. No, they're not going to win the division by the Padres winning a game against them.
Now, I'm just looking here at the Braves schedule. So, there's a chance also that, and I can't do the math. I don't even know how to do that, but I just think there's a chance because the Mets play the Braves the same days that you play the Dodgers, right? Mm-hmm. And you're guaranteed to gain ground on somebody there or whatever.
Or not lose ground because
you lose ground. Yeah. I think that you might even know before the game starts or in the middle of the game that you've clinched, because those three games all start at 4:20 Eastern or Pacific time. And you don't play the Dodgers until I think like six something or seven.
Well, not just that, you might also know because of sheer mathematics that one of the two teams is going to lose. So if they're tied with each other and there's only you, they would both have to pass you. If one of them falls back, you've already done the dirty work.
Just celebrate on Sunday. Screw it. If you
even if you haven't clinched, I love that.
Like, even if you haven't clinched, you know that you're going to clinch.
Let's celebrate.
Like, you know you're clinching 100% because the math with the Braves and the Mets. Just celebrate on Sunday.
Well, then you do. Well, then your magic number is zero. If you know that a result is a guarantee, that means the magic number is zero.
But it's okay. But how does that? Are they going to do it that way though?
Yeah. Well, the second their magic number is zero, and if that means the Mets Braves playing each other makes their magic number zero because one of those two teams loses, then they celebrate.
Okay. Sunday we're celebrating.
But they're not going to celebrate if they have a magic number of two on Sunday. Even though that is essentially.
But
there's a lot of dynamics at play because there's other teams involved, not just the Mets and the Braves, like Arizona.
I still think if you get to Sunday and say you have a 5-6 homestand and your magic number is three.
Let me say something.
They're not going to celebrate.
You've had some bad ideas in your life. That would be right up
there.
They're
not celebrating. I know they're not doing that. I understand. But it just. That'd be cool if they could.
Imagine that?
That'd be cool if they could.
They celebrate and then miss out.
Just like the ultimate baseball jinx. We're going to celebrate before we have our magic numbers done.
Just pounding freaking Budweiser's. The magic number of four.
I mean, look, the ideal scenario is somehow celebrating. It's like. The ideal scenario is the Braves and the Mets here have a horrible week. You go 5-6.
And 5-1.
5-1, sorry. Mm-hmm. 5-6, 5-1. And you celebrate.
Wrap it up.
And you wrap it up and celebrate on Sunday. And that road trip means absolutely nothing. Well, it means something because of the four seed.
Home field.
But
and
like
division.
And division, so it means something.
It means a lot.
I'm off tonight. Sorry. Yeah, it'd be cool.
It would be really cool. I completely agree. Listen, come Sunday, I'll be really disappointed if they haven't put themselves in a 99.9 position. You know, if they go 1-5 over this homestand, they got real problems. And they're leaving the door completely wide open. But if they go 3-3 or better, they're closing doors because these teams can't all go perfect. Teams are not going to go 6-0 while the Padres go 3-3. One team might. Another team might go 2-4, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I look at it. They're well positioned just by, I mean, playing 500 baseball, obviously. Guys, Underdog Fantasy, now is the time. You can play, and you can use our promo code PADSWRAP, PADSWRAP, and get a $1,000 offer in bonus cash. You're getting a 50% deposit match with promo code PADSWRAP. That's PADSWRAP. Play along. Postseason's coming in Major League Baseball. NFL is here. You can play Monday Night Football. They've got highly discounted picks for you. Jim will run through those in a moment. They have gimme picks. They've got this 50% deposit match. All you need to do is use promo code PADSWRAP, PADSWRAP. Click the link in the description down below. It's so simple. It's so easy. You're going to love playing. The best and the easiest place to play fantasy sports is with Underdog. Just remember to use that promo code PADSWRAP, PADSWRAP.
Scan that QR code, PADSWRAP, use it. Football season is underway. Higher or lower on your two players to win a bunch of money. The discounted picks are a great way to win. Download the Underdog Fantasy app. Use promo code PADSWRAP.
Yeah, it's crazy. You're going to love playing. I mean, it's so simple. It's so easy. You can win 325 times your money in a single night. Get the bonus dollars, use promo code PADSWRAP, and play along with us. Click that link in the description down below. Jericho, thank you for the Super Chat. It says, I think you guys aren't giving the Astros the respect they deserve. Winning the series against them will not be easy. I mean, we're not guaranteeing it. I don't think it's really about disrespecting the Astros. I think it's more about like I just said, I think you go 3-3 in the homestand and you're basically closing the door. And that could involve just sweeping the White Sox, truthfully.
Of course it won't be easy, but it won't be easy for the Astros either.
Good point.
You know, because the Padres are one of the best teams in baseball. They've been playing like the best team in baseball. So, yeah, the Astros are going to come in here and they've, you know, remember the one point this season? I think they were like 10 games under.
Yeah, and they're what, 13 or 14 over?
Yeah. So, again, it's a nice little test here, like for the Padres to play against a really good team instead of just playing against like a lethargic Giants team and a White Sox team and a Mariners team that can't, you know, get out of their own way at times and can't score runs. But the Astros are a good test. And then obviously the final six games will be the ramp up for the postseason against two teams that are you're very familiar with.
640, 640, 340. Then an off day Thursday. They still have two off days in their final 2 weeks, which is favorable. And these are the final six home games of the regular season. There is no guarantee the Padres will play another home game at Petco Park this season after Sunday, but that would also be a huge disappointment if it plays out that way. So get there this week. Final six regular season home games. That's hard to believe. Here this week coming up at Petco Park. JD Gaucho, man, thank you. He says the Dodgers' ninth inning tonight shows what their bats can do, even against elite closers like Iglesias, all with two outs. Careful what you wish for. Well, I don't really know the point here. I don't know if anyone's wishing for the Dodgers. I will say the Dodgers are susceptible, and they can have all the clutch hitters they want, but if their pitching doesn't hold up, it doesn't matter. You cannot rely on your offense to bail out your starting pitching. It doesn't work like that in baseball ever in the postseason. The Dodgers are good. Nobody's denying that. Nobody's saying bring it on. I mean, I'm watching social media. I don't see everyone saying, I can't wait till we smoke the Dodgers in the postseason. It may happen. And that'd be amazing. But I don't think anyone's like rubbing in the face of the Dodgers right now. You just know that they've had pitching issues, Jim, the last two postseasons. They might be staring at the exact same thing here in 2024. That's just right in front of our face.
They lost Glass now. And their pitching has been all over the place.
Yep.
Now their offense still could definitely power their way to a World Series, right? But I mean, you're gonna need fine pitching for that to happen. And I just think that if you look at the landscape of the National League, we've talked about this. It feels like with how the Padres have played and where they're at, it feels like it is completely wide open. Like there's not this like major roadblock in your way. Even though I'm the most scared about the Phillies and if the Mets were to make it, just because the Mets have played the Padres really well. And if the Mets happen to meet the Padres, it would be in the CS, and that means that they have a lot of momentum on their side. So when I look at the National League landscape, and that's all I'm looking at right now. I mean, tell me they don't have, you know, a really good shot to go to the World Series. I think they have the best shot they've ever had, the best shot they've had in 20 plus years.
Yeah.
Since 1998 easily. And truthfully, 98, they weren't even, I mean, I know they won 98 games, but they were an underdog going into the
NLCS.
NLCS versus the Braves.
Yep. Yep. We'll see. I mean, there's still a lot of twists and turns, potentially.
And Houston Astros, I think. No, I think they might have been favored against the Astros. But anyway, I digress.
Oh, what is this? I'm just looking at something real quick. Okay. Let's do this again tomorrow at 3 p.m. on San Diego Sports 760. We'll get you ready for the series against Houston at Petco Park, and then we'll catch up again tomorrow night on the wrap-up show following game one of that series. Padres trying to inch closer to the postseason officially in 2024. Again, a lot of you have been with us live here tonight, maybe on replay. If you haven't yet subscribed, we really would appreciate it if you do that for us. Subscribe as we work our way past 7,000 subscribers because of you guys. So thank you for that. Smash the like button for us. You can follow us on X at John Schaefer, at Jim Russell SD. Thank you for the super thanks if you're here on replay. Thank you for those that become members as well by clicking join down below. Support our partners, Mark Nimitz at Farmers Insurance. If you've got an insurance need, Mark is there for you. Mova Globes, use promo code PWS10.
PWS10.
10% off. PWS10. I was trying to surprise you. PWS10. Get 10% off. And Underdog Fantasy promo code PODSWRAP. That's PADSWRAP. Get a 50% deposit match plus NFL discounted picks by using promo code PODSWRAP. That's PADSWRAP. Padres sweep the Giants. Their magic number is 9. For Jim, I'm John. We'll see you tomorrow at 3 p.m. I'm John and Jim. This has been the wrap-up show. Thanks, guys.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Marino says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Marino is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Marino was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.